This is the Swannanoa Journal, brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College.
This is Catherine Reed, and I'm on the faculty at Warren Wilson College. A letter from the city of Asheville arrived recently at our house, informing us that we lived in the Ross Creek watershed, and that engineers might need to interview us or inspect our homes as part of their assessment of the local drainage system. My first reaction to the news, I like knowing I live in the Ross Creek watershed. My second reaction, I had no idea where Ross Creek is. I checked a topographic map to pinpoint the location, and then went to the relief map that hangs on the wall in the Warren Wilson College Library. There I could feel the knobs and slopes of my neighborhood, and locate the thin blue line that starts up near Town Mountain Road, runs almost due south under 240 and Tunnel Road until it spills into Kenilworth Lake. The lake then drains into the Swannanoa River, which flows into the French Broad at the Biltmore Estate. Seeing the widening blue line felt like locating a critical piece of a puzzle, giving me, a relative newcomer, a better sense of the region I now call home. What surprised me is that it took a year to learn this. I know how important it is to be aware of your watershed, a first step toward protecting the supply of drinking water, and I have friends who make their evening plans depending on whether or not it involves leaving their watershed. But my slowness also surprised me because the prior week I had heard Taylor Barnhill, a local environmental activist, tell a story that reveals what can happen when kids understand watersheds. He had been walking the banks of the Little Ivy Creek when he discovered a corked bottle that contained coins and a handwritten note. "Hi, I am Tanya. I'm 7. I would send you more money, but this is all I got. Love, Tanya." Intrigued, he enlisted the help of some children and sought Tanya, whom he was sure had to live somewhere upstream. It took weeks to piece the story together and discover that it began with work he had done with a group of kids as part of a Rotary Club stream cleanup. The little ivy, he told them, flows into the Ivy River, which runs into the French Broad, which soon meets the Tennessee, which joins with the Ohio, and then merges with the mighty Mississippi. Since he had recently seen the muddy waters of New Orleans, he also pointed out that some of the mud in their local streams might soon be flowing past the big port city. Apparently, the journey of silt supplied all the connections the girl needed. When Hurricane Katrina roared ashore a month later, the girl knew where she wanted her donation to go and the most logical way to get it there. Using her mother's name to accompany the donation, she sent her version of relief aid to the kids of New Orleans. While it might have taken years for the nickel, dime, and penny to make their way to the devastated city, the benefit of her gesture was immediate. The daughter of Tanya, after time spent with Taylor, understood how rivers work, how they make up a vast array of arteries that connect people all over the continent. It's an awareness that can start with mud, or a leaf boat, or getting an unexpected letter in the mail. It can also start with a few simple questions such as, what's your watershed? Who lives downstream from you? And what is it that you'd like to send them? This is Catherine Reed, and I'm on the faculty at Warren Wilson College.
The Swannanoa Journal is brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College, characterized by its distinctive mission of the liberal arts, work, service learning, internationalism, and environmental stewardship for each student.